welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Do you enjoy reading mysteries? Are you the type of person that likes to try to solve the mystery as you read? Well, if so, you aren't alone. Many people love mysteries. Well, you are in for a treat with today's lesson. Today's lesson is called A Murder on the Orient Express. And my question for you all is, what do mystery lovers call Agatha Christie? What do mystery lovers call Agatha Christie? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's begin.
Murder on the Orient Express. All aboard the mystery train. Mystery lovers from around the world call famed author Agatha Christie the Queen of Crime. Guinness World Records describes Christie as the best-selling novelist in history, with only the Bible and Shakespeare selling more books. Her novels continue to be top sellers nearly 100 years after the first one was published. Christie's popular plots, however, haven't remained just in printed form. So far, more than 60 adaptations of her works have appeared on stage, screen, and television.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 Orient 这个名词。Orient 如果当专有名词的话，是指东方国家。注意它的第一个字母 O 要大写，而且前面要加定冠词的。例如 ，One of Hong Kong's nicknames is Pearl of the Orient. 香港的别名之一是东方之珠。或者是 Silk, tea and spices are considered treasures of the Orient. 丝绸、茶叶跟香料被视为东方的宝藏。它的反义字就是 the Occident, O-C-C-I-D-E-N-T, 意思就是指西方国家。Orient 也可以当形容词，意思就是指东方的。这个时候的字首 O 就不需要大写。例如 Orient carpets 是指东方制造的地毯，或者是 Orient gems 是指产自东方的宝石。继续我们看 faint 这个形容词， faint原本是 fame, F-A-M-E, 是出名这个动词的过去分词。当形容词是指著名的或出名的，和 famous 的用法跟意思都差不多。例如 ,this famed music producer only makes one album a year. 这位著名的音乐制作人一年只做一张专辑。如果要说明以什么闻名的话，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ,the restaurant is famed for its creative recipes and excellent service.这家餐厅以创意菜单以及优秀的服务而闻名。
So, Gabe, do you enjoy reading mysteries?
Actually, mysteries are kind of fun. I haven't read a whole lot of mysteries. When I was younger, though, I did read a lot of books. It was a series of mystery novels for young boys, and it was called...The Hardy Boys.
Oh, yeah. My brothers used to read those books, too.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm, they did.
They're pretty fun. So, did you read the Nancy Drew series, any of the books about Nancy Drew?
I actually never got into Nancy Drew, but I read another type of mystery called The Boxcar Children.
Ah, yes.
There was probably about 100 books or so in that series, and I read them all.
Well, okay, so mysteries are pretty awesome, whether you're reading a book about mysteries or watching a movie about a mystery or listening to podcasts or something else. I love reading stories where you're trying to figure out the answer to something and you're trying to figure out how different people think as well. And I think we're going to learn about a very famous mystery in history called Murder on the Orient Express.
And that is the name of today's lesson.All aboard the mystery train. Well, it's time for us to learn a phrase, and it's called all aboard. When do we say all aboard? Well, this is used to tell passengers that they need to get on a boat, a plane, or a train, because it's going to be leaving soon.
Exactly. So in our lesson, we see the sentence, all aboard the mystery train. But friends, you could just use this phrase, all aboard, or actually you would probably hear it more than you would say it yourself. So if you're late and you're about to catch a train, you might hear someone say, all aboard, then you know you need to get on that train quickly.
Because the train is going to be leaving very soon.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. Haha, that's right. Mystery lovers from around the world call famed author Agatha Christie the Queen of Crime. And guess what? Earlier, not too long ago, I asked a question. What do people call Agatha Christie? And the answer is...
Mystery lovers call Agatha Christie the Queen of Crime. So, that's not a very nice title. Does that mean she was really good at being a criminal and committing crimes, like killing people?
Gabe, no. She's actually a writer, an author.
Ah.
So, she's given this name, Queen of Crime, because she is an incredible writer. She writes mystery novels, and people love her all over the world.
And, of course, a lot of mysteries involve a crime of some sort, right? Well, we continue here. Guinness World Records describes Christie as the best-selling novelist in history, with only the Bible and Shakespeare selling more books. Well, I do enjoy reading about some of those Guinness World Records. They are the records that nobody has ever broken. They're the best, the fastest, the worst, the smelliest. Everything that has an EST on the end might be found in the Guinness Book of World Records.
That's right. Her novels continue to be top sellers nearly 100 years after the first one was published. Now, you see the words top seller here in our lesson, and we want to compare that with a best seller. A top seller is just a book that has lasted through the centuries. It's been around a long time, and it's been translated in different languages, possibly. Whereas a bestseller is just a product that is very popular, and it's been sold in large numbers.
Right, so this makes me think of, the New York Times. There's always books that are on the New York Times bestseller list, or you could call them best-selling books. They're very popular right now, or around the time they were published. Well, we continue here. So her novels continue to be top sellers. They remain very popular nearly 100 years after the first one was published. And Christie's popular plots, however, haven't remained just in printed form.
And that's a great phrase for you to know. In something form, you can use this when you want to discuss the way something appears.
Yes, so we're learning about something in printed form, like a book or a magazine or something, something like this, what we have right here. This is in printed form. It's a piece of paper, our lessons. However, in the next sentence, we read about things on stage, screen, and television. That's not printed form. That's another form of media. But we read on, so far, more than 60 adaptations of her works have appeared on stage, screen, and television. Well, what does that mean? So far?
So far? Well, this just means up to this point. So, you never know, maybe in the future, more of her works might be, produced in a different, theater or play.
Yeah, some different form,
different
right?
Different form.
Right? Who knows? Well, friends, you're doing a great job. So far, so good. Right now, it is time for us to learn something new in the
Info Cloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. Today we want to talk about monikers. Now that's a bit of a strange word, so what is a moniker, Carolyn?
I'm glad you asked. To put it simply, a moniker is a name or a nickname, and it is often a name that is earned in some way.
Right. For example, Agatha Christie's moniker is the Queen of Crime. She earned this name by writing many popular crime novels. We could also say that the Queen of Crime is Agatha Christie's nickname.
That's a good point. Moniker and nickname are very similar in meaning. So, is there a difference between the two words?
Well, one major difference between them is that moniker is only a noun, while nickname can be both a noun and a verb.
Right. Someone can have a nickname or be nicknamed something. For example, Billy's nickname is Sherlock because he can solve problems quickly. Or Billy is nicknamed Sherlock because he can solve problems quickly.
We could also say Billy's moniker is Sherlock because he can solve problems quickly. Another difference between the two words is that a nickname is often a shortened version of a person's real name, while a moniker is usually not.
For example, Ken is actually a nickname for Kenneth. However, it would be a little strange to say Ken is a moniker for Kenneth. I think a good moniker for Ken is Taiwan's most popular English teacher.
Oh, thank you, even though that's not true. 很多美国人在日常生活不会用他们正规的名字，而是用 nickname， 就是昵称。就像 Ken 其实是 Kenneth 的昵称小名， Billy 其实是 William 威廉的小名， Tom 其实是 Thomas 的小名。除了 nickname， 英文还有另一个字 moniker， 就是绰号。Moniker 通常是一个非正式的头衔，例如 The King of Pop, The Prince of Darkness, The First Lady of Song。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次我们再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about Murder on the Orient Express. Well, here's a question just to review. Who is considered Queen of Crime? Ah, did you just say Agatha Christie? Well, guess what? You are absolutely correct. I think that you were paying attention. Well, here's another question for you. When was Murder on the Orient Express first published? We are going to learn about that right now.
Murder on the Orient Express. Her story, Murder on the Orient Express, published in 1934, first appeared in movie theaters in 1974. The story is unique in that it has not one suspect, but around a dozen. The first film version was a huge success and won numerous awards. Almost all of the story's action takes place on a train, the Orient Express. From 1883 to 1977, the real-life luxury train gave passengers a chance to travel from Paris to Istanbul in style. Murder on the Orient Express was inspired by Christie's numerous trips on the actual train.
OK， 接下来我们看的是 luxury 这个字。luxury 如果当名词的话是指奢侈或奢华，但是在这里它是当形容词，意思是指奢华的或豪华的。例如 ,The movie star only stays in luxury hotels when she travels. 这位电影明星旅行的时候只愿意住在豪华饭店。或者是 Jordan spent most of his money on luxury cars. Jordan 把大部分的钱都花在豪华房车上。和它很类似的另外一个形容词是 luxurious, L-U-X-U-R-I-O-U-S, 它也是指豪华的，只是 luxury 是指等级上豪华的，而 luxurious 是指设备上或者是让人感到奢华享受的。例如 a luxurious house 是指一栋豪华的房子，或者是 a luxurious weekend 很奢华的周末。 所以我们看和 luxury 同一句里面的 in style 这个副词片语 style 是指风格或品味，所以 in style 是指时髦底或者是气派底。例如 the couple celebrated their 40th anniversary in style by holding a party on a cruise ship， 这对夫妻很气派的在游轮上举行派对来庆祝他们的结婚40周年纪念。或者是 Vivian always travels in style. She flies first class and books the best hotels. Vivian 旅行时总是气派十足，她都搭头等舱的飞机，而且订最好的饭店。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Now it's time to get into this next section. We read Her Story, Murder on the Orient Express, published in 1934.First appeared in movie theaters in 1974. The story is unique in that it has not one suspect, but around a dozen.
Ooh.
This is getting exciting.
Exactly. Who's the murderer? There's not just one suspect, but around a dozen. It's unique in that... Wait a minute. What does that phrase mean?
I'm so glad you asked, Gabe. You see this phrase...Adjective, in that. You use that phrase, in that, when you're trying to explain the adjective, and then you continue on.
Right, so for another example, maybe you're talking about a restaurant, right? That restaurant is good in that the food is delicious, but the service is terrible. So often I would use this phrase to specify what I mean.You know, the restaurant is good in that the food is delicious. Maybe something else about it is not that great, but it's good in that, well, this is good. And in our lesson, the story is unique in that it has not one suspect, but around a dozen. So other mysteries, there maybe will be one suspect, but this story is unique in that it has more than one suspect.
And you see this word suspect? Well, let's talk about it.A suspect is someone who is considered guilty, but there's no proof that they're actually guilty.
Interesting. So what does this picture have to do with it? Ah, yes, maybe this person is one of the suspects.
Maybe they're both a suspect.
Maybe they're,
Maybe. I really don't know.
Right. Okay, well, I think we're going to find out more about some of the characters in this picture, either today or tomorrow. But friends, something about this word is that when it's a noun like this, you would say suspect. But if it's a verb, you would put the emphasis on the second syllable, suspect. I suspect that you are a suspect.
Great example. Well, let's move on to the next paragraph.Almost all of the story's action takes place on a train, the Orient Express. From 1883 to 1977, the real-life luxury train gave passengers a chance to travel from Paris to Istanbul in style.
Now, what does it mean to travel in style? Well, that means that you're traveling in a way that is much cooler than the way other people do. Maybe people are dressed in very expensive clothes,And you have the best seats. It is an excellent train. It's a luxury train. So you're traveling in style.
Well, you know what time it is right now, Gabe?
No.
It's time for Who Knows?
I told you I didn't know.
Who knows?
Welcome back to the greatest review show on earth. We have another exciting game in store for you. So let's meet our players for today.Frederick, welcome to the show.
Good day to you, kind sir.
And we have Camille. Hello, Camille.
My name is Camilla, okay? And I'm about to win this game.
Oh, I beg to differ. I'm equally, if not more, prepared for this battle of wits. So, may the best man or woman win.
Well, it looks like we have some fierce competition here. Viewers, see if you can guess the correct answer before these guys.
Yes, I challenge you.
I double challenge you.
Great. Let's get started with our first question. Number one, how does the Guinness World Records describe author Agatha Christie? A, as the first female author to write mystery novels. B, as the best-selling novelist in history. C, as the most famous actress in the world. Or D, as the most well-traveled detective.
I know this. It's what? B. She's the best-selling novelist.
You are correct.
That's right.
That's 1 point for you.
Couldn't quite catch a glimpse of the answer.
All right. Well,
no
hold
cheating.
On. No cheating.
Okay.
That's right. Let's
no
go
cheating.
To question number two.
Right.
Where does most of the story, Murder on the Orient Express, take place? A, a bus. B, an airplane. C, a train. Or D, a ship.
I know the answer.
What
Murder
is it?
Murder on the Orient Express. Express gives the idea of fast. So it must be at a fast food restaurant.
That was not one of the options.
Yeah, that's totally wrong. Express on an express train. Yes, that's what it is.
C, a train is the correct answer. That's 2 points
yes.
for you. Good job. All right. Moving on to the last question. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Question number three. What inspired Agatha Christie to write Murder on the Orient Express? A movie she watched about a murder mystery. B, the European vacations she took as a child. C, a book she read about famous places in the world. Or D, the many trips she took on the Orient Express.
I suspect it is C, the many trips that she took as a child. I have so many wonderful childhood memories myself.
That's great. Well, I suspect you are incorrect.
Oh.
I'll take a guess. Maybe it's D?
D! The many trips she took on the Orient Express is the correct answer.
Oh,
great
yes.
job. What? You are a winner for today.
I'm the winner.
No way.
I knew I would beat you. I told you I would beat you.
Well, you won in style.
And here's your prize.
Oh, what a luxury.
A magnifying glass.
I know the perfect person who could use that.
But that's just what he has, too, the one that I stole from him.
Oh, well, you're still our winner for today. And that's all the time we have for now. Join us here again next time on
Who Knows?
Well, I do wonder why we're talking about Murder on the Orient Express. It's because the movie is coming out, the latest movie with these characters. And who are these characters anyway? Are they the suspects, or is one of them a detective?
Hey, Gabe, guess what? I think we're going to find out next time.
Huh?
Yeah, we're going to find out about these characters next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend cares at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.